I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's being called a race against time. Winter is just days away, and millions of victims of the Pakistan earthquake remain homeless and cut off from food, water, or medicine. Doug Van Bronckhorst is with the Christian organization InterServe. He says while the task seems overwhelming, InterServe workers and especially the church are having an impact.
Because they are responding to this disaster, they're providing help in the name of Christ. And so it will, I hope, give the church a little greater visibility and also an opportunity to sort of shine in terms of providing love and concern.
Meanwhile, one of OMS International's main projects in Africa is Into Africa. The program establishes and encourages Christ-centered churches throughout the continent. OMS's Ray Arosa oversees the church planning initiative. He says their mission is to train church leaders to understand what it means to reach Africa for Christ.
Essentially, it boils down to true discipleship. If God entrusts five people to me, it's my job to disciple those five people and lead them to maturity in Christ. That's essentially what it means.
And an OMF report says Christianity is spreading among the well-educated and urban elite. A Chinese party member says recently Christianity has flourished on university campuses. At one Beijing university, lectures on Western religious culture are full to overflowing. It's appealing to them because it's a faith most connected to country's Chinese envy, principally the U.S. It hasn't gone unnoticed, though. Recently, authorities launched an atheism promotion in schools and rallied against illegal missionary activity. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Mission Network News Church Bulletin insert is a great way to help keep missions in front of your church each month. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.